Just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up. It's Labor Radio.
Warning, the following message is only for listeners who contributed during KBOO's Fall Membership Drive. If you did not contribute to KBOO's Fall Membership Drive, please turn off your radio now.
On behalf of the entire KBOO community, we'd like to offer our deepest and sincerest thanks for your contribution to KBOO's Fall Membership Drive. Your support makes KBOO possible. Thank you.
If you didn't contribute during KBOO's Fall Membership Drive, you may now turn your radio back on.
It's not too late. Go to kboo.fm/give to make a contribution right now.
Then the next time this spot plays, you'll be able to listen.
In celebration of our 50th anniversary, KBOO is teaming up with the Mississippi Records Music and Film Series. KBOO will be hosting Killer of Sheep on Wednesday, October 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. Filmed in Watts in 1975, Killer of Sheep follows a working man in a moment of existential crisis, trying to make ends meet at a job he finds repugnant, and trying to connect with his family and community. The Library of Congress declared Killer of Sheep a national treasure and one of the first 50 films on the National Film Registry. Again, that's Killer of Sheep on Wednesday, October 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Welcome to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James. I visited the Clackamas County Transition Center in Oregon City to learn about the services available to men and women releasing from Clackamas County Jail and Oregon prisons. I spoke with Brian M. Dyke, the manager of Community Corrections, and Eric Anderson, the supervisor of the center. I also spoke with clients who are receiving services at the center. Brian, tell us about the Clackamas County Transition Center.
The Transition Center is located directly across the parking lot from our Clackamas County Jail, which was done on purpose so that we can reach in and provide services to those clients who are releasing out of jail to have resources and the things necessary so that they can not come back, basically, to our jail. I think it can be really daunting when you're in the system and you have all these demands on you and you're trying to figure it out, and that's what we help with, is helping people navigate the system, walking with them through the system of how to get the help that they need.
The Clackamas County Transition Center opened in February 2016. What were the problems that you were seeing in Clackamas County that led to the opening of this center?
Before the center opened in 2016, we had a lot of clients releasing from our local jail without any transition plans. And so they were releasing back to the same communities, the same situations than where they came from. Some of them, I think jail was even making worse because we were taking them out of an environment and releasing them here in Oregon City with nothing. And the Transition Center has been great at helping people for transition plans so people can get back home and people can get engaged in treatment and alcohol and drug treatment or mental health treatment and get services that they need so that they can start becoming successful out in the community. We have GED classes that happen up here, and so clients are also able to continue working on their GED, whether they started it in jail or a different institution, or whether they're just starting it anew from being in the community. People can come up here and start working on pretty much any area of their life. We can help work around to help somebody become successful and so that they stop going in jail, so they can have the tools, so they can have the resources that they need to become productive members.
And before this transition center opened, I understand that over 13,000 people, men and women, were released from the jail annually. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. These people were released, and you would see the stream of people leaving the parking lot of the jail and going out to the bus stop. Now a lot of people up here on this campus, they talk about they see a stream of people coming towards the jail in the morning because they're coming up here to the transition center where they can start getting resources or and start planning of what they're going to do and how to do things. I think it's pretty remarkable. There was people releasing who lived in, for example, Eugene. We've been able to get them bus tickets or train tickets so somebody can get home, whereas before they would get released with nothing and no options or no opportunities. And I think it's really helped people to give them hope and to give them something, the options for something different.
Eric Anderson, so you are the supervisor of the Clackamas County Transition Center. So you have probation officers stationed in the jail and parole officers that do reach-in in the prison system here in Oregon. Is that correct?
Correct. Our goal in Clackamas County is to have close to 100% reach-in rate for inmates that are releasing from prisons to Clackamas County, so that we can figure out what resources they need once they get out, whether that's housing, whether that's treatment, or just basic IDs, social security cards, the things that they're going to need, those basic needs to get back on their feet. And in Clackamas County, we have the luxury of being able to provide housing for anyone coming out of prison. We're not letting people go homeless or sleep on the streets. If they want a bed coming out of prison, we will find them somewhere to stay.
So you are providing their Oregon ID and Social Security card for people coming out? Is that for anyone that needs one in the jail?
Yes. We will provide a verification of who they are so that then they can take that letter to the Oregon DMV or Social Security, and we'll actually pay for them to get their ID.
And you say that this is a one-of-a-kind transition center here in Oregon. Is that correct?
It is. We're now having county officials from other counties throughout the state of Oregon and even throughout the country coming here to the Transition Center to see what we're doing, how we're doing it, and trying to replicate what we're doing here, because we're seeing great results and slowly gathering the data to back up those results.
So, as I said, you did open in February 2016. Brian, how is the center doing? What are the recidivism rates? Are people that were former revolving door clients, are you seeing them return? Are you seeing them get on with their life? What are the results of the center so far?
We're in the process right now of analyzing our data for those results. It's safe to say it's looking promising, but I don't want to go necessarily and say what they are until we can examine them more. Part of our problem has historically been with community corrections of lack of computer systems and data, where we are now getting beyond that so we can start figuring this out, because we want to start putting more money where what's working and analyzing this data of these clients to see what is working about us and if things aren't working, of how to start changing it up of what we're doing so that it is working. Something else I want to talk about is our residential programs in Milwaukee. We have two centers in Milwaukee. We have a 34-bed women's center and an 80-bed men's center, and where we house what people know as our CSAP programs, as well as some other work release and transitional beds. That's another way that we're helping to flatline the prison populations, is providing residential treatment for those who are addicted to alcohol and drugs, for clean and sober, not living, but also treatment. And it's unlike any other treatment centers that I know of around, that we focus not solely on their substance abuse problems, but also on the criminality. And so it's more of dual focused of criminality and alcohol and drug.
Explain treatment of criminality and substance abuse.
We're targeting a population who keeps going in and out of jail, who are going to prison. And if we can figure out the criminal thought process that's leading that charge of why they're going, then we can work on those issues to stop it. So some of our clients, they can be in treatment for 6 months, 18 months that they're living in our residential programs while they're working on themselves. And then they don't just leave and into the community. We transition them into the community where they come up to the transition center for employment services, schooling, and it's a way for them to transition on their own plan back into the community to be successful. And so it's looking at their thought process of these people that we target, to go back a little bit, of not just creating a clean and sober criminal, but actually working on their entire person of who they are, so that we can release somebody back into the community, that they don't have to worry about going to prison, that they're just normal pro-social, law-abiding citizens that are living their lives. And we have a couple of them, too, that have been through our programs to help tell their story, too, of what that's like.
And are the resources available in Clackamas County?
I think so. I think we have a lot of resources that are available. I think a lot of times clients have trouble getting access to them, in which we can help with, or physically getting to, which we can help with. Some of it, we've made the commitment where nobody out of prison goes homeless. We have resources to help people move through. It just sometimes takes a little bit of time to help people navigate and get there.
Do you find a lot of people transitioning out of jail and prison do take advantage of the transition center?
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. The mornings when people are getting released from jail, there is a lot of people here that are in the lobby. This place gets really busy. And other community partners that have offices up here on this Red Soils campus talk about it used to be there was a wave of people in the morning getting released from custody and they were leaving the jail. Now there's a lot of people coming towards the jail, which is really new. And I think it's pretty exciting that people are coming here for services at someplace that is directly across the parking lot from where they used to go. And now it's becoming a more of a positive experience for them.
And after almost 3 years of existence, what more is needed, or what more would you like to do? I know you are providing help beyond people coming out of jail and prison, but also to people in the community. Is that correct?
Yes, we help not only those who are justice involved, but those who are at risk to be justice involved. And so we have people in the community who we've developed partnerships with our local law enforcement. And sometimes the local police will identify someone who just needs some help and services, that they don't need jail, and they will bring them here or give them our information so that the clients can come here to get help. I think the big challenges for the future is just, like everyone else is facing, is this housing issue of trying to find more affordable housing for people to get into.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James. I'm here at the Clackamas County Transition Center to learn about services available to men and women releasing from the Clackamas County Jail and prison. And now we'll hear from men and women who are receiving services at the center. So I'm here with Brittany Lane. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
So we're here at the Clackamas County Transition Center. So how did you come to the Transition Center?
Well, I got in trouble, and I was put into the work release program back in 2016, which is where I got acclimated with the Transition Center initially. I came up here to meet with the employment specialists and to gain access to different resources throughout the community, because the Transition Center kind of acts as a hub for resources. Initially, it was for people on probation, but as they have grown, they've transformed it from just people on probation to the public in general. So because like they want to help people succeed versus, you know, like wait until it's too late and then try to correct what they could have helped with all along.
And how did you find out about the center?
Through my probation officer and staff at the CSAP and Work Release Center.
So what kind of services or resources did you find when you came here?
The employment specialists, they help you build a resume and do master applications and help you learn how to search the interweb for job postings and help you get like set up for interviews with like interview clothes and all that fun stuff, you know, because it's kind of hard to go get a job when you're not prepared for an interview for that position that you're seeking. So,
and have you been going on interviews?
When I interviewed for my current job, the Transition Center and the staff and the advancement program helped me to acquire interview clothes and stuff. I landed that job, and I have been there for almost a year now. It'll be a year at the end of October, so.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what else has the Transition Center provided? Is it a welcoming community?
So my experience has been that the staff here, they just want to see the best for each and every individual that they have come across their, you know, their offices. In my opinion, it is very welcoming, and the more that you come up here, the more you get to know people. And like, you know, like I can walk in here and people are like, oh my God, hi Brittany, how are you, you know? And it's nice to, you know, be welcomed in a warm way by people who genuinely want the best for you.
And your name is?
Justin Davenport.
So Justin, you are enrolled in CSAP?
That is correct.
And what is that?
It's a substance abuse program for the county. They offer like a place for you to go so you can learn to be a part of society, learn not to use drugs. You know, it's not just about not using drugs anymore. It was, they've taught me like all these new skills and all these things, how to be like a pro-social person and live by like morals and values and beliefs.
How do they do that?
A lot of classes. You know, I'm in DBT classes.
What is that?
Dialectical behavioral therapy. I'm in anger management classes, phase groups, which we work in an SSC book.
How long have you been in these classes?
16 months.
Have they been helping?
Yeah. I'm a completely different person from the guy that first went in there.
What was the guy like that first went in there?
I was troubled. I wasn't, you know, I got into drugs at a really young age, and eventually it just got worse and worse for me, you know, and I started doing things, a lot of things that I regret, like stealing from my family, taking advantage of people, just always trying to find a way to get over on somebody. So I went in there with a lot of behavioral issues and problems, which is why I've spent so much time there.
And what is your life like now?
My life now is great. You know, I have my family back in my life. I was able to come to the Transition Center to get my GED, which CSAP helped me do and they paid for. And now I'm enrolled in college coming up in a week. So things are going really well for me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, Lindsay. So what brings you to the Transition Center?
Well, I was just recently released from Coffee Creek. I was in a great drug and alcohol program that was in there, and I came to the TC building here and met up with Kimber and Shauna and Doug, and they've all been super helpful.
Their staff here at the center?
Yes. They're fantastic, actually. They give me a lot of support. They help me with my work boots. They help me with my job. They got me a flagger certification, so now I work for DNH. I'm super happy.
So you just released from Coffee Creek how long ago?
August 6th, I was released.
Of this year?
Yes.
And you already have a job?
Yes, I have a job. I'm in a Bridges to Change home. My job's going fantastic. I love working for DNH. They're a good company.
What is that?
DNH Flagging. It's a flagging company.
And what other services are you enrolled in here at the center?
Well, it was great. I was able just to hit the ground running when I got here. They helped me with my resume. They helped me with all kinds of workshops on how to interview, because I was super nervous about interviewing for a new job since I hadn't worked in so long. My criminal lifestyle kept me out for quite a while, so I didn't really have much to put in the way of a resume. And thanks to their workshops and just being super, super helpful, I was able to land me a really good job making $14 an hour.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how did you learn about the Clackamas County Transition Center?
Through parole and probation and through the Bridges to Change program. They all kind of work together.
What do you think your life would be like coming out of the Coffee Creek Correctional Facility, the only woman's prison here in Oregon, without the Transition Center and the help that they provided to you?
Well, without the help from the Transition Center, I know that I would have just ended back up on the streets. I didn't have the confidence that I needed to get back out there. I didn't think that anybody would hire me, and I didn't have the skills that I needed to survive. And because of this program here, I'm successful.
And Lindsay, you said that you started a drug and alcohol program while at Coffee Creek. Did they have any type of skill building classes that you can take at the prison?
Yeah, they taught us about social skills and setting boundaries. The program is really great inside Coffee Creek, the Lift Hope program. I owe a lot of my rehabilitation to them. And when I got back out here, the resource center here just kind of added to it. It was really great.
So it's a little different taking a class in the prison and then coming out in the community and as you said, hitting the ground running, to have that hands-on right here in the community resource center, isn't it?
Absolutely. I had worked with Kimber. She works here at the Transition Center. I worked with her a few years ago when I was trying to climb up out of my addiction, and she was super helpful. And then she started working up here at the Transition Center, which made things a lot easier. So it was a familiar face when I came home.
All the best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
So I'm here with
Ryan Usher.
And Ryan, what brings you to the Transition Center?
Well, I heard that there would be an opportunity to maybe raise some awareness and share the good things that happen here.
And what are some of those good things?
Well, I'd say first and foremost, a rebuilding of trust in a fractured society. For a long time, there's kind of an us and them mentality. And what I first found here was people that are supposed to be like law enforcement or, you know, the man, the system, whatever that really means and embodies for people, actually caring about me, taking the time to get to know me a little bit, and genuinely wanted to help. What I found was that people from all sorts of walks of life were all working together for a common goal. And so that was what I think the most remarkable thing was for me. Specifics, I mean, they help you find jobs, they give you a safe place. Sometimes we just need a safe place to go where we can't just do whatever we want, but we can find constructive things to do.
Did you release from the jail or from prison?
No prison time, just from jail.
And would you call yourself a frequent flyer?
A frequent flyer of the Hotel on the Hill here? I wouldn't like to call myself that, but if I looked at the paperwork, probably.
So your experience with law enforcement has not been a good one until now?
For the most part, yeah. Usually when we get to know each other again, it's because I'm on the wrong side of it.
So what are some of the services or programs that you're enrolled in here at the Clackamas County Transition Center?
Well, actually, what they did for me specifically was help me get into the Salvation Army program. So I got off the streets, was able to get clean. And so I'm not currently enrolled in any programs here because they helped get me launched into something that would. They connect people with other things. I was for a little while working on, I worked with Kimber, one of the employment specialists. She helped me get my resume, helped me get confidence that there was going to be a solution to my life's problems, you know. So the employment opportunities.
And when did you last work before this current job?
So before this job, it was about a year or so, roughly. And, you know, I was homeless and I had trouble organizing my time and I owe back child support. So I was on probation for child support and two different times I got a job and then didn't make the court date to explain to the judge why I wasn't paying. And then ended up getting a warrant because I failed to appear. So two different jobs I lost because of, you know, the lifestyle that I was in and some of the you know, conundrums within the system that we're all trying to work out.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been in this current job?
2 months now.
And it's going well?
It's going great, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add about the center?
It's a safe place.
So I'm here with
Kyle Mitchell.
Tell me about your experience at the Clackamas County Transition Center.
I've only been here once before right now. This is the place that got me into the current treatment facility that I'm in, called CSAP, Clackamas County Correctional Facility. And right now I'm here in my phase three of that program looking for work. They're helping me build a resume and looking for a temporary work for the time until I can get a job.
And were you incarcerated?
Yes, I've been incarcerated in Clackamas County Jail. It was about 12 months ago, and I got put in here in Clackamas County Jail. I got out 2 months later to come here.
How did you learn about the center?
From the jail. Like, it is required for you to leave the jail and come here, which is amazing because a lot of people will just go back to the street. Mm-hmm. Instead, they can come here and learn the skills to find a job if they can or need to, and they can look for temporary housing.
Tell me about the CSAP program.
CSAP saved my life. It's one of the best treatment centers in Oregon. It's for substance abuse and criminal conduct treatment. So it does the dual diagnosis of substance abuse, and it also goes into how you can, how to stop criminal thinking.
Tell me about that.
Criminal thinking? So our pathways in our brain,
they get wired to think that we can get away with crimes once we start doing it more and more and getting away with it. So once we can start seeing the negative outcomes more and more, like going to jail and getting fines and everything, you can start to see the patterns and how they don't. It's going to always end up going to jail usually. So once you can start changing the pathways through your brain, you can start seeing how living life pro-socially, is what we call it, is different than living it antisocially.
And so how exactly do they rewire your brain?
So cognitive behavioral therapy is what we learn there. And once you do things so many times and expecting the same outcome, it gets programmed in your brain that if I go and steal from this store, they're not going to catch me. And so we can change it by, like with substance abuse also, you can go and say, hey, I can use drugs, I'm going to get this specific feeling. And if you can change that to saying, if I use drugs, I'm going to lose my family. If I use drugs, I'm going to lose the connections that I have with my friends. And if you can change the, if I go and steal from a store, I'm going to go to jail, it'll stop you from even wanting to do it.
What other resources or services have you taken advantage of here at this center?
At this center? This is my first day here, back again. But I'm excited to build a resume again and take these classes so that I can see what's out there for me. They're going to help me get my ID card, I think even for free. And I know that's like $45. And they're going to help me get my Social Security card, because when I was before this, before I was in jail, I had nothing. And so if you can come to this one building and get everything that you need to become a citizen again, I mean, that's great.
All the best of luck to you, Kyle.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this.
So I'm here with Chelsea. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi there.
What brings you to the transition center?
Well, I got in trouble with the law, and I went to a treatment facility called CSAP. And then in phase three, you got four stages, one, two, and three. In stage three, you have to come to the transition center to get a job, and you find you have all these resources available to you. And I'm also a veteran, so I have extra resources. And I've been coming up here to get all the help that I can get now that I have a criminal record. The job recruiters here really, they really help you out and help you get build a resume and get the professional advice that you need.
So you're in phase three of CSAP, and you are looking for employment here at the center. What kind of help have you found looking for employment specifically?
Well, I've had help with all my past experience building a resume to basically look for whatever job that I'm looking for. You can conform it to the employer's needs, what they're looking for. Also, like they help me pay for a phone. I also have some funding for housing since I'm a veteran. And they continuously help you, and as long as you need it and you keep coming up here, they're going to be here.
And do they have the connection here for veterans? Did they connect you with those resources?
Yes, they did. And it's been really hard for me being a veteran in getting the stuff that I'm eligible for. It's always been really hard for me to get that, and they've really helped me out with getting that, and there's so much more that I can dig into.
How is CSAP helping? Are you finding that you're successful with the substance abuse program?
Yes. I knew, like, for a long time I had a substance abuse problem, and they've really given me, like, the knowledge out of textbook form, and it's easier to see and learn more about addiction when it's given to you out of textbook form. And I mean, these are facts, and it's the truth of what this disease is addiction. And when you have that knowledge and you're able to pinpoint your, like, thinking errors and your problems, you can grow from that.
So you're here today. What are your plans today here at the center?
At the center today, I am looking for a job. I have a couple ideas in mind, but right now I'm just doing the footwork, and I leave it up to my higher power to do the rest.
Chelsea, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
I'm here with
Chris DePue.
So, Chris, what brings you to the Transition Center?
I'm here to get my Social Security card and ID for the first time in 4 or 5 years so I can get a job again.
And were you incarcerated?
I was incarcerated, and then I was in an adult and teen challenge treatment program.
How long ago were you incarcerated?
A couple months ago.
So is the transition center going to help you with employment?
They're helping me with obtaining those two documents as well as employment. They're going to help me revise and rebuild my resume so that I'm able to seek the work that I need.
What other services are available to you here at the center?
They provide all kinds of things here. They provide different types of counseling here. They provide classes for interviewing. They provide classes for mentorships. They provide services for different treatment programs. They provide all kinds of stuff.
And how did you learn about the center?
From my PO, Jennifer Graham.
All the best to you, Chris.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
You have been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'd like to thank my guests, Brian Amdike, Eric Anderson, and all who shared their stories at the Clackamas County Transition Center. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening.
Warning, the following message is only for listeners who contributed during KBOO's Fall Membership Drive. If you did not contribute to KBOO's Fall Membership Drive, please turn off your radio now.
On behalf of the entire KBOO community, we'd like to offer our deepest and sincerest thanks for your contribution to KBOO's Fall Membership Drive. Your support makes KBOO possible. Thank you.
If you didn't contribute during KBOO's Fall Membership Drive, you may now turn your radio back on.
It's not too late. Go to kboo.fm/give to make a contribution right now.
Then the next time this spot plays, you'll be able to listen.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Eco Film Festival, taking place September 27th through 30th.